What brings me here tonight is a story of theft, intrigue, betrayal, and the missing sum of $2 million.
This is the story told in Greg Bain's film, Six Dynamic Laws for Success in Life, Love, and Money. The story of hapless Idahoan Ulysses T. Love, a recently fired salesman, and confronted by a stranger in the middle of the night with a ridiculous proposition. The film showing has been extended through this Thursday at the Flix in Boise. The film was winner of the Best Independent Film at this year's Barbados Independent Film Festival and winner of the Special Jury Prize at the 2017 Rome International Film Festival. Bain's previous work includes the documentaries Driven and Bloodsworth and Innocent Man. And he joins us live in studio to talk about filming right here in Idaho. So, Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First, let's talk about the film. How did you get the idea? Without giving away spoilers, but I mean, this is basically a dark comedy, kind of think of like early Coen Brothers film, like Raising Arizona in a sense.
Yeah, there's been that comparison. I mean, I love those guys. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm also a huge fan of, Frank Capra and Billy Wilder and movies like Arsenic and Old Lace and Bringing Up Baby, as well as Peter Bogdanovich What's Up, Doc? Things like that. Just goofy comedies.
Yeah.
So I love, as a cinematographer, I love film noir. I love the light. And I love working in that in black and white. So I sat down, I started writing this weird conversation between these two guys at a table. And I thought, oh, I think this might be going someplace. And came up with this crazy film noir screwball comedy that's sort of based around kind of a treasure hunt, where the treasure map is a self-help book, call it. Yeah.
And I want to talk about you, because you raised in Nampa, so an Idaho boy.
Yeah.
You go to film school.
Yeah, in British Columbia, Vancouver, back in 92, 93.
But
yeah.
This is a time where the film industry is booming in NBC at that time, still going strong.
Yeah, it was pretty huge, because basically every television show, Spelling had a studio up there. It was, and the exchange rate was such that it was very inexpensive to shoot there, and they had all the infrastructure. For some reason, I made the choice to come back to Idaho, but it's been good. You know, I've been here for 25 some years. Helped start I-48 back in the day. I ran a film festival for a while, and I've made, because I have a lot of gracious supporters here in the area and a great crew, I've made a lot of films here now.
And how was it to see this film take off?
It's been fun, because this is actually, because I'm known for documentaries.
Right.
This is the first foray into, comedy for me. And the first feature film that I've written and directed. So it's really fun to see it have elicit a great response and, to play at my favorite local movie theater, the Flix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been extended through this week, and so it'll play till through next Thursday.
Oh, next Thursday.
Yeah.
It's,
we opened this last weekend, and it was popular enough. It held its own, and so it got held over. So I'm very excited. It's going to be there this weekend, and...
And was it important to you? So I mean, of course, you write the movie, you write it here in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Was it important to you, though, to also film in Idaho?
Yeah, it's, there's something, I love the aesthetic of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely wanted to use that. And the majority of my collaborators live here as well. And it's also, there's inherent difficulties to making anything, but shooting in Idaho is a lot easier than shooting in, say, Los Angeles.
Gotcha.
It was important to sort of make it a homegrown effort, and I think it pays off. I think that if you're from the area, you do get to see places that you might recognize, but in potentially different light.
So tell me about that. Talk about a couple of the locations, because it is that film noir. So I mean, the lighting, and it's a beautifully photographed film.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's funny, because there's the first 40 pages take place in my house, so it's probably not a location that most people recognize.
So don't tell people where that is, or they might come and look you up.
We shot a lot in downtown Boise, and one of the more major set pieces shot out at Celebration Park.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just stunningly beautiful. And we also shot out Swan Falls Road, which is one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite roads ever. It's just the street road that goes on and on forever. Mm-hmm. We capture the canyon where Swan Falls is. It's just beautiful, beautiful area to photograph and a fun mixture of sort of this beautiful Idaho landscape and then these like interior noir segments that are very like much the lighting of early noir.
And I have to say, I think Celebration Park, which is out near CUNA, is a hidden gem if people have not been out there. It is
stunning.
Really spectacular.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. It's so funny because it's one of the only color segments in the film. And when we got it back, I thought it looks like we painted a set. It looks like they're on a soundstage.
Right.
It's just that amazing.
I went there on a fourth grade field trip earlier this year, and I I was blown away by it. We're speaking with filmmaker Greg Bain. His film, Six Dynamic Laws for Success in Life, Love, and Money, is showing at the Flicks in Boise through next Thursday, right? I've got that right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that I got it right. Now, Greg, in talking around the newsroom, a lot of people talk about that consummate Idaho film.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Sure.
We've seen it over and over. Everyone, you go across the country and Napoleon Dynamite. What do you think people will identify with this new film of yours?
It's funny that because it's nothing like Napoleon
Dynamite, right.
but it is, there is a sensibility I think that you get from anywhere that you live. And I think that it has definitely, Idaho has informed my, the way that I view the world, the way that I view visuals, and also I think probably my sense of humor. So, I don't know exactly what they'll get from it, but it is fun to go to film festivals and say, I'm from Idaho, and people are sort of taken aback for a minute.
First, they think that you mean Iowa.
That is the go-to.
So you've actually, it's fabulous that it's playing at the Flicks in Boise and there's that collaboration, but you've won some awards with this film. I mean, the Barbados Film Festival, the Rome International Film Festival.
Yeah.
What's that? Tell us about that experience. I mean, because not just anybody wins these awards, not any film just can go to a film festival and win awards like this.
Well, it's exciting because it's I knew going into the making of it, it's a very sort of specific film and in terms of its adherence to these older genres. So it's not easily programmed sometimes because the programs at film festivals have to kind of have some sort of narrative arc of their own. So, so to win these awards is fantastic. Actually, the Barbados winning was a surprise and fantastic. And I was also in Barbados.
Oh, so you're in Barbados. What could be wrong with that?
Exactly. So it was very wonderful to get that. The Rome International Film Festival was very exciting because Burt Reynolds himself handed me my award.
Seriously.
Yeah. So that was a,
that was that
was
like a surreal moment?
It was a very surreal moment. And, cause I didn't honestly know I was getting the award. So I was very confused for a minute, but then Smokey and the Bandit shows up. And there he is. And he shook my hand and he handed me a beautiful statue. It was fantastic.
What's the difference between making documentaries and then going this direction? Since you are known for documentaries, is there a big difference in the process?
There's a huge difference in terms of, you definitely need more people throughout the entire process when you're making something narrative. I love both arenas, but at this point in time, I'm a little more focused on narrative because I'm finally getting to the point where I feel like I have worthwhile stories of my own to tell. I loved working on the documentaries. I love the opportunity to tell other people's stories. And it taught me a lot about storytelling generally. So, it's a difference in apparatus and how many people you need and the way that you need to think about scheduling and lots of things shift.
And what's next on your plate? Anything new coming on, or is this the primary focus right now?
Well, we're releasing this. It's going to open in LA in June, and it's going to go on video on demand. And then I'm making a new Idaho film called The Sleepover that we're going to shoot late June. And we're bringing up some LA actors that are going to be in it with some Idaho cast. And
can you tell us a little bit about what the... It's
funny. It's going a completely different direction now. It's a divorce drama about a 10-year-old kid named Nico who's trying to sort of navigate his parents' divorce. And it's a short film, which is something I actually haven't done since I left film school. So I'm excited to tell a small story that's intimate.
And is it drama, comedy, both?
It's total drama. Very much a drama. Yeah, it's like Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore or Boyhood.
Well, that's good to know going into it, I think. You know, you have to prepare yourself sometimes for movies
exactly.
like that. And when you made this film and did the Flicks contact you then? How did that process work?
I've had a 25-year relationship with the Flicks. Mm-hmm. I used to run a film festival that was out of there called True West Cinema Fest.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I-48. And I also Carol showed my first really horrible feature film back in 1995, I believe it was. I've known Carol and Josie for years, which isn't a guarantee of getting played at the Flicks, but they really enjoyed the film, thought it was worthy. So we sort of set a date and went with it, and it was not guaranteed. We got a week at first and then found out it did well this last weekend, so they're extending it through another week.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you, Greg, for coming in today.
Thanks for
having me. Greg Bain is the writer and director of Six Dynamic Laws for Success in Life, Love, and Money. That film is showing through next Thursday at the Flicks in Boise. And if you happen to be in LA this summer, it'll be there too. So thank you for coming in, Greg.